This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here, the Sixers out of the timeout. Furkan Korkmaz hits for three. Got it! Missed it. Embiid! Oh!
Wow!
Seriously!
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Almost happened for Embiid. Wild, wild finish, and ends up being a push. Phoenix takes care of Philly last night, 116-113. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvath, and Ross Tucker here on BetQL Daily. Download the BetQL app today and use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. Get started today, BetQL.com. It's also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Promo code DAILY, 20% off any subscription. Horvath, also yet Westbrook. Triple-double. Talked about on the show yesterday. The price was minus 180 for a yes, and he hits it with 20 rebounds, 20 for a guard.
Yeah, 20 rebounds, man. I continue just to play the rebounds and assists. Would have loved to play the triple-double last night if we could have got plus money, but I didn't want to lay the juice for it. He's been ridiculous. Russell Westbrook, I know he gets a lot of slander. I know he'll never be the starting point guard of a championship team. But sometimes, you know, I watch basketball to be entertained, and he's one of the most entertaining players I've ever watched in this league. The guy averaged a triple-double.
Dylan going to bring up, going to be mad if I bring up how the Knicks win streak continued, but they needed Trae Young to get injured and overtime?
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable. The run that they are on, man, it is crazy. Everybody's behind them. Tibbs, coach of the year. Even Julius Randle, most improved player. He's going to get that. Like, everybody's back in the Knicks now.
But you know what? Like, we really need to consider fast forwarding to the playoffs after what we saw again last night. I'm so sick of these injuries.
I've been ready for a month.
Like, well, I don't want to watch another NBA final series where I'm watching LeBron bully, Tyler Hero and Goran Dragic. I want to see some real action this season. I mean, just the injuries are getting ridiculous. Jamal Murray just had successful surgery for his ACL yesterday. Trae Young, look, they got lucky with that one. He's going to be back. But just the injuries have been ridiculous this season, man. There was no real off season. You know, like, some of these guys are coming back, which is good. Anthony Davis expected to play tonight for the Lakers. I'm excited for that. But I just want to get to the playoffs. Like tonight's a great example. I'm excited for this Philly-Milwaukee game. No clue who the hell is playing for the 76ers. I expect Embiid to be out there. Ben Simmons is sick right now, non-COVID sickness. Tobias Harris is questionable. It's just, I hate waiting until 60 minutes before tip to get any of these bets in.
Yeah, that's the reality right now. It's a short card for a TNT Thursday, but we have a few good ones that are worth discussing, whether you bet on it or not. Bucks are favored by 5.5. We'll start there since you mentioned that game. Philadelphia, back-to-back, 3 games in 4 nights. Milwaukee, a big over team. Embiid says last night he plans to play today. Sixers getting 5.5. Are you considering it, or are you just... injury report, whatever. Maybe. Okay. Let's say they're all out there. Let's do that. Let's say 2 or 3 are out there, right? And maybe Tobias Harris and Embiid.
So
would you bet Philly then?
Yeah. So I played this one because so it opened up at 2.5, went to 5.5, and then 15 to 20 minutes ago went to 8. So I don't think the market is expecting any of these guys to play for Philly. But Embiid said that he wants to be out there, even if it's just Embiid. I like the Sixers. Is 8-point dogs in this spot. Again, I just 2 years ago, I would understand Milwaukee being 8-point favorites against this Philly team at home because they didn't lose back-to-back games at the Fiserv Forum. They've lost their last 6 home games, including this weekend against Memphis. It was a tough loss against a really good Phoenix team. It gave them that could have went either way, and that was a questionable call at the end of the game. But still, like right now, the Bucks aren't playing a good brand of basketball. They've been dealing with some injuries. Giannis has the knee issue. He's still, even though the reporters are telling us he's not on minutes restriction, Joe, we saw it firsthand in the first half. He wasn't out there the final 3 minutes of a close game. The Bucks aren't playing their best brand of basketball right now. So I would take Philadelphia tonight as 8-point dogs. I may be wrong. Maybe the Bucks show up and actually win a game by double digits, but this just isn't the same Bucks team as the last 2 years where they were the best overall team in the league in the regular season. They're just not blowing teams out. So I expect it to be a lot closer than 8 points. So I like Philly tonight a lot.
I'm going the other way.
Really?
Milwaukee?
Going the other way. Now, I don't love that it's up to 8 now. I don't think Embiid's going to play. I mean, yeah.
Why?
He said after the game that he shouldn't have played. And during the game, he was rubbing his knee. Said afterwards he shouldn't have played. They've just lost. Tough loss last night. He almost made literally the most ridiculous shot I've ever seen. If that had gone in, did you see it?
Yeah,
that would have been the most incredible shot I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. By the way, did you guys see the one arm kid that I tweeted out at Ross Tucker NFL?
No,
I saw this video yesterday. There's a one arm high school kid, literally one arm. The other one is like just his shoulder. He is unreal. Dude, he like dribbles around people. He dunks on people. He's draining threes. He's got like unbelievable handle. Like it's the craziest video I think I've ever seen. You got
was he
check it out when you get a chance.
Was he in The Fugitive? The one arm
no,
man.
He wasn't. But here's the deal. Not only that, the Bucks have had 2 days off. Bucks have lost 2 straight. They need to win this. Sixers aren't the same team on the road. Now, 8's getting a little high, but when it was a little bit lower, I really like – I don't think Embiid's going to play. I think they're going to be like – I think Simmons, Embiid, Harris, I think this. They might just be like, you know what? We probably wouldn't win with our guys anyway. Let's rest them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
And the line suggests Embiid's not playing.
Right. No, I know. I want to see even like what role players play. Like if Seth Curry, because the one thing is like you look at guards and the Bucks just don't defend the 3-point line. So I just want to see who does play. A disgusting number, Joe, the Bucks against teams above 500 in their last 21 games, 5-16 against the spread. 0-6 against the spread in their last
six. But they're not playing. They might not be playing in an above 500 team, if you know what I'm saying. If all these guys are out, I mean, they'd be a bottom feeder.
Well, the other thing, this is a back-to-back against Philly. Like, they're going to see Philly. I hate that the NBA does this now, but they're going to see Philly twice in a row. So the other thing I'm wondering is, okay, so if Embiid's not going to play, if Tobias Harris isn't going to play, is Budenholzer 90 minutes, 2 hours before tip, why play Giannis in this game if none of those guys are going to play? Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you're trying to work him back in.
Wow, TNT will be so mad. This is a TNT game, right?
It is a TNT game, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
They'll be pissed, but I mean, if I'm like Budenholzer and Embiid's not going to be out there, I'm not playing Giannis. I'll play him the next night against Philly because you're going to see him again. Also, how much do it's not the NFL, so I was going to say how much do you want to show him, but you're going to play your guys. Yeah, I like Philadelphia tonight. Again, I could be wrong. I do see the Bucks winning this game. I don't see them winning by double digits. It's just not the way that they played basketball this year.
At this point, you just wait, though. It's already moved to 8. I don't even know if it can keep moving at this point. Just wait to see till you find out who's on the court. We can't pass up the biggest story. AD's returning.
Yeah.
He's going to be on a minutes restriction, of course. It sounds like they're going to keep him to 15 minutes for the Lakers. Good job by the Lakers. The question was, what were they going to do without LeBron and AD for all this time? Without AD, they had a 14-16 record, assuming he plays tonight. And without both AD and LeBron, they hung in there. They go 6-10, and they're probably going to be in that 4-5 matchup in the first round. And just checking the spread, see if there's any movement here. We've got this line's going up a little bit. Dallas is a 2.5-point favorite against the Lakers. And the Mavs on a back-to-back. Luka doesn't play well in back-to-backs.
Yeah, that'd be my angle right there. But last time that came back to haunt me because I played it and then Porzingis decided not to play, like, again, an hour before tip-off. Yeah, and this one, you know, I was looking at some Anthony Davis props. I would like to play, but the problem is how much is he going to play?
I'd only go under if you're touching him.
No, I would go all unders. I was looking at something that I've never done in my life. They're probably going to try to feed him the ball. He hasn't been out there in a while. I was looking at 4-1 for him to score the first basket. I don't think I've ever actually played one of those props in my life. Nothing here just because of all the question marks. You know, it's easy. They're obviously just going to try to ease him back. It's against Dallas. If anything, I'd probably like Dallas in this spot. But yeah, maybe the Luka under if Porzingis plays, but probably not a whole lot for me in this one.
What about this crazy line movement with the Phoenix and Boston? It's down to 1.5. I don't know what changed there. It was 5.5 earlier this morning. Now it's 1.5. Total of 220. Suns beat the Sixers last night. Tonight they go to visit Boston. So it's a road back-to-back for Phoenix.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like Boston in this spot. I hate going against Phoenix because, you know, they're one of the teams in the regular season where they actually have some motivation. They want one of the top seeds in the Western Conference. They're a great regular season team. They go hard every single night. But, you know, Boston at home, it's the second night of a back-to-back. They were in a tough one against Philly that they could have lost last night. You guys just talked about it. Embiid misses that full court shot at the buzzer. No play officially. I guess I'd lean Boston. You know what I like as a player prop, if he plays tonight, would be DeAndre Ayton. I can't believe I continue to get this number. Over 14.5 points against the Celtics. I mean, he should go for 20-10 easily. They don't really have any bigs. He's averaging 15 per game. He's went over this number in 7 of his last 10 games, so I continue to play it. I just think that he has a big night against Boston. That would be my only play as of right now, over 14.5 points for DeAndre Ayton.
So do you think there's some information out there about the injury report? Because it was Kemba Walker's probable. Okay, so he's going to play. Right. Tatum is questionable. Jaylen Brown is doubtful, so maybe Tatum's playing, but he wouldn't move the line that much. That's weird that it came down that hard this morning.
Well, that's what I hate about betting the NBA right now, like in the morning. And I mean, like, for example, like, I love getting – so, like, the situation with Philadelphia is a little bit different because it's at 8 right now. But if they announce Embiid and let's just say 2 of the 3, Simmons or Tobias Harris are playing, where do you think that goes back down to – 5.5? So I'd rather get the 8 right now. But for all these other games, just way too much uncertainty, man. Like Boston, I don't like Boston as much tonight if you only get Tatum and you don't get, you know, obviously Jaylen Brown with them. I don't really care about Kemba Walker. That doesn't really factor into anything. The other night, Marcus Smart not playing was the reason I stayed off him against the Bulls. It's just like little things like that, though, you know, with where I'm looking at the lineup. And that's why I love football so much, is because we have an idea of the injury report. We get the injury report all weekend. So then you hit Friday. And the NBA this year, you have no clue right before tip-off.
Bulls with an embarrassing performance last night against Cleveland. Do they bounce back against Charlotte? They're 2.5-point favorites. Bulls in a tough spot, back-to-back, 3 games in 4 nights. Hornets have some pretty good success against the Bulls last couple of years.
Yeah, no play for me in this one, but I do think that if Terry Rozier plays, I'd play him over right now. I just checked it, minus 115, over 22.5 points. I think he goes off for 25 against the Bulls. The Bulls are a tough team to handicap right now. I'd stay away in this spot just because I'm staying away from them until Zach's back. You never really know what to expect. You fade him, and then Vucevic goes off for 30 and 10. You back them, and then they lose to a bad team like the Cavs. Doesn't matter. Yeah. They're not a team I'm interested in playing right now.
Yeah, as you can tell, I'm not betting much of the NBA these days. It's just too much uncertainty, too much line movement. You've got to be on top of the news 24/7 if you do. One more. New Orleans, Orlando. Pelicans, number one over team in the NBA. They hit at 66% of the time. They're going over. And the totals in that 220 range, 223.5 against the Magic. Do we have to go over or no?
I'd probably look at the over. Again, nothing that I really like on the side with the total here, but I do love a player prop. My favorite player prop of the night is probably Wendell Carter, who I continue to play. I texted you the other night, and I said he's going against the Bulls, revenge game, and I think he had like 20 and 12 or something like that. Points and rebounds. Not juiced a little bit, minus 112 right now, over 21.5 points. You know, for some reason, I was talking about this with Rick Camp, who produces You Better You Bet, and you know, he said the weird thing is with the Pelicans, like, they're actually pretty damn good on the glass, but Wendell Carter always has big games against them. So I really like him in this spot. I think he goes off for like 15 and 11 tonight. So I like Wendell Carter Jr. over 21.5 points and rebounds.
Sounds like you're betting every game.
Just some props. Well, you know how that goes though with the props. I mean, again, 2 hours before tip, they'll announce Carter Jr. is out, but at least then I'm on the prop and I'm getting my money back. You know, if I go on the Magic or the over in this one, then you're kind of screwed.
I might do that AD first score of the game. That'll be fun. It's narrative driven. Okay, fine. But yeah, I can see it happening.
They're going to feed him, man. I'm in. Let's do it.
All right. 4-1. I mean, that's not terrible. A lot of people bet that, but I understand. Yeah. All right. We got best bets coming up next. Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker, Ryan Horvat. Tell you what we're thinking as far as Major League Baseball, NBA, and also the draft. I mean, after today, a couple hours that we've been discussing, I'm going to probably be over 20 bets. Once we get to next Thursday and the number of offerings that we have, it's phenomenal. All right, and we'll also check in with Reed Wallach from BetQL, get his best bet for tonight. This is BetQL Daily. Keep it locked into the BetQL Audio Network.